First, it's always fun to welcome fresh new faces to your workplace. We've had several new producers join us on the Ideas Network in the last few months. And just last month, Wisconsin Public Radio's new director had her first day on the job. She comes to us with a long public radio resume, 25 years in media. She spent time next door at Minnesota Public Radio and New Hampshire Public Radio. Most recently was Senior Vice President for Content at Vermont Public. Sarah Ashworth is the new director of WPR. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin.
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. It's great to be here.
You're not a stranger to the Midwest. How are you settling into Wisconsin?
Oh, good. Good. Yes, I grew up in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And so I've often, I have loved Wisconsin and traveling through the state often. And we are settling in. We're living near Madison, outside of Madison and Middleton. And I have a daughter and a husband who came with me. And we have had the warmest welcome. The very warmest, you know, gift baskets here from staff of wonderful like Wisconsin honey, Wisconsin chocolates, a quilted Wisconsin pillow, just the warmest welcome from our neighbors as well. And I've just felt so happy to be here in Wisconsin and start to settle in and meet people.
And we're taking this opportunity to let you meet the listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio. Kind of introduce yourself. Can you tell us some about your background in public radio?
Sure. Well, I was somebody who did not grow up listening to a lot of public radio, even in a state with Garrison Keillor, a state where Minnesota Public Radio is firmly established in Minnesota. But we listened to WCCO 830 commercial radio often. We watched 60 Minutes. I grew up with a real interest in rigorous journalism, and that's what I wanted to do. So the way I found public radio was through journalism school. I went to school in Missouri, and I was first interested in television journalism, and a news director there recommended I maybe try the public radio station, the kind of journalism I was looking to do, the kind of colleagues I was really, just the mission-driven spirit of many of the people I've met who work in public radio. I found that station. I started reporting there. I became the news director there. I taught some students journalism while I was there, and I thought this is where I'd like to be. And so from there, I've worked at five different public radio stations, mainly in roles that that started out very connected to news and local news in communities. And I've worked as an editor, as a reporter, as a producer. I worked in D.C. for a little while on the Diane Rehm Show, which was a call-in program. I love talk show programming, and have been a producer in a few different talk programs and love the interaction and spontaneity of live radio that happens here every day. And then I moved sort of into an overall role in content, as you said, in Vermont. And from there, have gotten more interested in larger leadership roles in public media to really just further the mission of public media.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people recommended I do radio and not TV. Never knew what to make of that.
Did you ever ask why?
No, I didn't want to know the answer. Now, what led you to want to come here to Wisconsin and this gig, which is a pretty big thing? We got a lot going on here around the state.
You know, when I look at the history, you know, and I know you celebrated over 100 years a few years ago, it is such a marker in the public media system and industry and the reputation and legacy of Wisconsin Public Radio I've known about, and the deep commitment to local communities and local service here is something I just believe deeply in and am excited to be a part of. So that was the big draw. Also, as we talked about, I consider the Midwest home, and it's really nice to be back closer in home. And I took part in a program last year that was called the Public Media Women in Leadership. And it was something that I also started thinking about, what kind of role, what do I want to do in public media? I've done a lot with local news and really on the ground as a reporter, producer, editor. What more would I like to do? And I've thought about a larger role in leading an organization and being part of public media. And so that's how I ended up here. And I'm so happy to be here.
Talking to Sarah Ashworth, the brand new director of Wisconsin Public Radio. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, what you're seeing now that you're here at Wisconsin Public Radio. First of all, on the upside, what do you think WPR does really well? And you don't have to say me. You can say me.
Oh, well, okay. I'll check that off my list. You were top of the list. No, I'm very, we do local programming really, really well here. That I see and I hear from listeners. So just taking our dog for a walk, I've met people who support and listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and they just talk about the people here, the trust that they have in the news. just how much they appreciate the music that we have as part of our service as well. And the other day I sat in the studio with Stephanie Elkins, and the storytelling she brings to just introducing a piece of music is so unique and so grounded in life here in Wisconsin. And I just think that that really very local feeling of here is so important and something that Wisconsin Public Radio does really, really well. The high quality journalism also, the series that's going on this week, How We Got Here, looking at abortion in Wisconsin since 1849. I've been so impressed by the context and the individual stories woven into a history of the state, and have found it so helpful and illuminating in understanding sort of where we are in the state today. So that journalism, that local news, also the technology and engineering that happens here. I don't know if listeners know, I did not know before starting, that you were able to host remotely. People are able to work remotely. That was not happening. So when COVID hit, when the pandemic started, a lot of stations were scrambling. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Public Radio had the technology in place to work remotely and to have hosts work remotely, to have board operators remote. It's amazing to me. So I think that we are leaders in the industry, too, in our engineering and technology.
Now, every media outlet knows this. We see a different world now. Everybody has a lot of different options for how they can get news and entertainment, not just radio and TV, but all the online stuff and podcasts. What kind of things, and I know you're just a few weeks in here, what kind of things are you looking at when it comes to how we, you know, keep broadcasting, of course, but reach people in those other ways?
We are in a time right now where most of our audience continues to listen to us over the air broadcast, and that is so important because that provides universal access. It shouldn't matter what you can afford, what you can access, where you are in life, where you live in the state. If you can have access to high quality, trusted information and really highly curated music and sources of programming that bring a richness to your life and connect you with the state, that I believe should be universally available. And that broadcast service does that and is so important. But we also know younger people are not buying radios. It's hard to buy a radio in some ways in the store today. So we have to be thinking about how we can reach people on platforms where they are and begin to have more of our work show up prominently in digital spaces where people already are. So we are in a time where we are balancing both, and those numbers will start to change more and more as we have more and more people figure out how to listen to us, to interact with us on digital platforms. So we're in a really distinct period of doing both. To me, that's the big challenge and something I want to be part of helping figure out here at WPR.
And I understand you're getting ready to kick off a tour of bureaus around the state.
Yes,
And you just came from a national conference where a focus was on looking at localism, listening to communities. Can you talk about how important that's going to be for our next couple of few years here at WPR?
I think it is so, so important as we see sort of media companies consolidate and local newspapers no longer be owned locally. You know, we are a place here. The people who are part of WPR, we live and work in your communities. We're here. And that is so important in helping give voice to communities all over the state and connect people across the state. And that's what I think being, you know, that localism means. And that was very much the theme at this conference with a lot of different public media leaders talking about how to have impact in your community and to listen to people in your community and change that relationship. I think for years, you know, we've been a service. We have provided programming. How can we work more with people in communities, listen to people in communities, and create something together? I think that's the next thing to really figure out as a public media station.
Sarah, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks again for joining us
today.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Sarah Ashworth, new director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talked to her about what she brings to the position and the organization and why she's excited about being here in Wisconsin.